and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey.
And I'm your co-host, Sarah.
And I don't think it was my first, but definitely one of my very early episodes for this podcast, we talked about challenges and how I don't quite get challenges, like the Tide Pod Challenge or the, whatever replaced the Tide Pod Challenge that wasn't even real. The condom snorting challenge.
Oh yeah.
And I was just like, but why?
Why?
Like, I didn't have the ability to, you know, constantly follow ridiculous things on the internet when I was a teenager, because that was just becoming a thing, all of those apps and whatever. But like, smartphone was my senior year of high school. I'm dating myself. Sarah's like,
I'm just amused at the way this conversation has gone.
Like, right? It all comes back to the first topic eventually, as I tend to do in my ramblings.
Okay, she's circling around, folks.
I am. But so anyways, I didn't grow up with the ability of challenges being normal. That was a thing that came in as I was like, I am taking two majors out of college. I don't have time for this. So I really don't get challenges. Including the Kiki challenge, which I have posted about on our Twitter feed
First off, I always wonder how they go viral. Okay, so like one person does it and then and they post it. You know, what makes this different than some other challenge that somebody posts that no one ever sees?
Well, in the Kiki challenge, I really don't get, because the first one, the video that went viral was by Shiggy, which is why it's sometimes very rarely called the Shiggy challenge or do the Shiggy. And it was for Drake's song, In My Feelings. So it's also sometimes called the In My Feelings challenge. And the music video hadn't yet come out, so we didn't have a dance for it. But someone, he had a friend film him or something, just dancing to the chorus of it. It seems like the friend was standing on like the sidewalk and he stepped off the curb and was kind of standing in the street, but not in the like you're in immediate danger of getting hit by a car part. In the like, you know, pull over to the side of a road part. But he didn't step out of a car. It doesn't look at all like he stepped out of a car. But because this dancing was somehow popular and you can see cars driving behind him, that somehow translated in people's mind to, I know what I should do. I should hop out of my car while it's rolling and dance to this song because rationality.
That just seems not dangerous at all.
Well, yeah, and several people have gotten injured and people have, you know, including Shiggy, have been like, yeah, please don't do anything dangerous while doing this.
That one little girl whose mom just drives off.
I have not seen that one.
I assume she comes back, but like in the video, she just drives
off.
I mean, come on.
But yeah, so when I first saw it, I saw, you know, some of the later ones where people do get out of the car. And my first thought was immediately, ah, this is one of those history repeatings, everything old is new again, because this is ghostwriting. Which I remember from when I was in high school. And again, when I was in high school, we didn't have the ability to do all these different challenges and post them onto a gazillion different social media things. But then I realized that might be a regional thing, because ghostwriting was very popular in the Bay. And so being in Northern California, that's how I heard of it. And maybe just the rest of the country doesn't actually know the song, which is, it's either Ghost Ride It or Ghost Ride the Whip. I cannot actually remember the title of that song.
I can't help you with that one.
I can hear it in my head because people in my high school really liked it for some reason. It was, you know, dangerous then and it's dangerous now. I don't care that you changed the song. But yeah, there are some of them and I keep having that one part that everyone uses for the challenge stuck in my head. Like, I actually kind of like that part of the chorus, even if I don't quite get the song, because it's like, so wait, but in one part, her name is Kiki and then it's KB, and then it's Keisha. Is this the same girl, or are you talking to different girls about being faithful, but you're talking to different girls? Anyways.
I know.
Problematic with the song. This became a big thing for who even, I don't know why it became the let me do it out of my car thing. I can see why the let me do it out of my car thing then became very popular, to the point that you also got a lot of celebrities doing their own versions of this challenge. Though thankfully, most of them did not actually do it let me hop out my car style. Like, what, Will Smith did it on the roof of a building or a bridge or something.
Yeah, he's standing somewhere high.
Which is slightly better, you know, in that, you know.
Unless he falls off.
But, not in the middle of traffic where you could very easily get hit. You kind of have to do that all on your own to get hit and not, you know, horrify and traumatize someone who's just going about their day. But this has now, and I'm kind of hoping this has actually, quote unquote, won this challenge for two reasons. One, because I kind of just want this challenge to be over. Clearly, I am not like a big challenge. It's just like, please stop. Please stop. And also, I've had that chorus in my head for a couple of weeks now at just like random moments. And again, I don't know the rest of the song, so it's just the chorus on repeat. And
fortunately for me, my when the videos come up, usually it's Facebook that I'm flipping through that I see these. I tend to have things muted, so I never really hear the song. I'm just like, oh, look, another Kiki challenge.
See, and this was like my fault in the, what, like the ring of the whole, like I knew I shouldn't watch it, and then I watched it anyways, right. And then it got stuck in my head. Gosh darn it. But yeah, so hopefully this is ended, because Trevor Noah posted a video on his social media site of two Indian farmers doing the Kiki challenge.
Sorry, I'm rewatching it.
And basically just said they had won, and I kind of agree with that, because it is absolutely fantastic. I just, like, yeah, challenge over. Let's just call it over, because I want it to be done, but also call it over, because that just wins right there.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be watching this, because it's just making me laugh.
Because in the more popular videos of the Kiki Challenge, people hop out of their cars. But these are two Indian farmers. So instead of hopping out of a car, they decide to do their dance off to the side as their cows continue to plow the field that they're farming.
They're just in this giant mud hole.
It is.
And they are dancing away. And they're dancing, you know, okay, go, guys.
They are. And I mean,
and they are muddy. And
they are.
It's awesome.
I'm just like, on one hand, there's so many things I can't even put into words about this video. The cows, I don't know if they practice this with the cows. The cows have great timing, because he starts them I don't even know if there are two guys, the one in the white shirt, if you can call it that, because again, lots of mud. But one in the white shirt sort of starts them with the ha, and they start trudging along, and they continue trudging as if, you know, they were the car in neutral, but they're two cows pulling a plow as the two guys dance off to the side, all the way through the chorus. And then it's like, okay, chorus is done. We have to actually still plow the field. Dang it. I love the cows. I love the dancing. I love kind of everyone involved with this, except for, again, like, I kind of dislike Shiggy for starting this whole thing to begin with, but that's not his fault. He didn't know it was going to be viral.
Right.
So this is actually, this video was directed by, and I apologize if I mispronounce this, Sriram Srikanth. And this is from a village called Lampadipali, which, given the fact that this is them, you know, dancing while doing a really mundane activity like plowing a muddy field in a village called Lampadipali, I kind of half feel that this is like a scene from a musical. I'm like, did someone put up like a clip from like a Bollywood musical?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I feel like we're in Bollywood, except like your village, it's not colorful enough.
Right? It's like, your village is called Lampadipali. That's a real, are you sure? That can't be a real place. That is a musical village name. I'm putting that down as fact. That's a musical village name. And the two men dancing in the video are Anil Gila and Pili Tirupati. Again, I apologize if I mispronounced those names. Both in their 20s. Gila, I know at least, does actually want to perform. So I'm just like, yes, you already look like someone put this man in a Bollywood film. Like, I demand it right now.
He also says this was the first English song he'd ever heard.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and then he instantly fell in love with the lyrics.
Because if nothing else, and again, as everyone generally does when hitting this challenge, they do some sort of heart sign on the "Do you love me" part, and I think that's what appeals to a lot of people. I like some of these, particularly the ones involving animals. This one involved both humans and animals, and I'm just like, well done. Well done. You win. I just give them the crown and the scepter and the sash.
Maybe a cape might be easier to
say. Give them all the signs of royalty and championship and let's call it done, please. Because I cannot see how anyone could possibly top that version of the Kiki Challenge. It's like you were taking the, oh man, this is not really fun, and making it look like possibly the funnest thing I've seen in a while. But there is a but.
Okay.
To segue as we go into break here, because you know I like really random segues that no one understands but me. Mm-hmm. Just my whole world. I don't like the Kiki Challenge just because A, it does feel like ghost riding, and B, dangerous. Why are you hopping out of a moving car? I was torn about that feeling because of someone who did their own version of the Kiki Challenge, which we will talk about after the break. So stay tuned.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Welcome back to the Social Media News Podcast. Before the break, I mentioned that I generally do not like the Kiki / In My Feelings / Shiggy / Do the Shiggy / whatever you want to call a challenge, just because don't do it while hopping out of a car. That having been said, I will still stand by that. Don't do it while hopping out of a car. But I nearly ate my words when I saw the videos at the end of Drake's music video. Because he did, at the end of his actual music video, post videos of people doing the Shiggy Challenge and animals also doing the Shiggy Challenge, including Will Smith, as we mentioned, including Ciara, including J-Hope from BTS.
Oh, now I know why you're
Do you get my segue?
Yes.
I cannot. Yes. I just, fair warning before we get into this. A, this is not the music podcast, so I apologize. But B, if you are not a K-pop fan, you will not understand this. It is a deep, dark, slippery rabbit hole. Abandon all hope, ye who enter here, you cannot get out. I have fallen and I cannot get out. And it just, I can't. I apologize. I have to have my fangirl moments or I will explode.
We don't want her to explode.
That's
so
a scientific fact.
I'm just going to let her let it out.
Thank you.
And I'm going to sit over here and be like, uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
That person, as opposed to that member who I totally can't tell the difference of. Yeah. So J-Hope is a member of BTS who, I'm not even sure if this is their goal, but I kind of wouldn't be surprised if somewhere written down is their resolution to just like set every American record for a K-pop act, period. Because they are now going to be the first K-pop act to play a U.S. stadium concert.
Oh, okay.
Fair warning, I've never been to a concert, so my knowledge of concerts is A, limited, and B, probably out of date, because when I saw the prices, I was just like, what?
So, you've never been to a concert?
I've never been to a concert.
Wow.
I know. It's sad. My sister's been to like 3 or 4, and I've never been to one. She's also... Anyways.
Moving on from the family drama.
Moving on. So BTS is, I think... I don't remember when the Korean dates for their tour started, but they will have a American tour as part of their Love Yourself, I cannot remember what the last word is, tour, in which they will be going to several cities, LA, Oakland, Fort Worth, Newark, also Ontario and Canada, because we always have to hit at least one Canadian city when we hit North America, I guess.
Yeah, it is North America.
Yes. They had several different things, including 4 days in LA, and then they added... almost last minute, a show at New York's City Field, which hosts the New York Mets. This is, it, you know, seats people who come to see the New York Mets game regularly as baseball happens. I have no idea what baseball. So, it ends in October, right? Anyways.
Baseball?
Isn't that the World Series?
I think
October?
So, yeah. I zoned out a little bit and then I was like, wait, what are we talking about? Baseball.
Baseball. All my randomness today, just and my fangirl, and I apologize. Anyways, moving on back to BTS. Okay, so this is a big deal because this is a like 40,000 plus seat stadium, which, irregardless of whether you're a K-pop act or an American act, not a lot of people do 40,000 plus seat concerts.
Right.
They're the first K-pop act to have a major stadium concert. They're not the first K-pop act to have a U.S. concert. There's been a number of those, both individual artists and, like, collective artists. I don't even, like...
like bands?
Well, I want to say, like, SM Town, but only K-pop fans would know what that is, and non-K-pop fans would not understand, so I don't quite know how to put that in a... almost like a festival concert, if all the festival concert people were from the same company.
Right.
To explain. Whole
I'm just
other world.
I'm just sitting over here like,
I have completely taken the blue pill. It comes with its own lingo. It's the blue pill, red pill. Whichever pill takes you down the rabbit hole, I have taken that. But anyways, not only are they the first to have a concert in such a large place, they're also doing it, again, in their very own, we do it our own way sort of style, because they only recently announced this, like a couple of days ago. But this concert is going to be held in early October, which is only about 2 months. And I don't know what the prices are for the New York concert. I looked up the prices for the Oakland concert because that's the one that's closest to us. And I was trying to go. And then, like, the cheapest ticket was, like, 300 something by itself.
Wow.
That's the cheapest.
For nosebleed seats?
For the, I think it's the standing or it's very far or nosebleed. One or the other. That is the cheapest. And then, the, like, the section I wanted was 700 and I stopped looking after that. But that is for one ticket. And I was just like... is that what concert? Wow. Again, I've never been to a concert, so I have no
concert
idea.
In a while, but I didn't think they were that much.
Right? I was like, shouldn't the cheap? I was expecting like $175, but I clearly, those kids, and I feel I should have a cane and be shaking it at people on my lawn or something. I feel very out of date.
Get off Stacey's lawn.
Right. My non-existent. Anyways. But yeah, they only give about 2 months announcement for this, and tickets have not even gone on sale yet. So comparatively, Taylor Swift, when she was holding her stadium concert tour, she announced it about 6 months in advance. Mm-hmm. And Beyonce and Jay-Z, and again, Beyonce could probably rule the world if she wanted to, for their On the Run 2 tour, announced it about 4 months in advance. So this is clearly someone somewhere in the organization has, you know, is positive that they can fill this thing with 40,000 plus tickets,
right,
but also with like 2 months. Now, I will not at all be surprised if this, like, you know, sells out in 2 hours or less, because K-pop fans and BTS fans in particular, not all, but definitely can be, like, extreme, which was why I tried to resist that rabbit hole and failed.
It didn't work.
It did not work.
And if it, I'm just going to say that you don't know Stacey. I mean, you know her from the show, but you don't know her, like, in person. But I'm just saying, if Stacey is this rabid about it, then I am picturing, like, 15-year-old girls who are just... That's what I'm saying. If you're this rabid, 15-year-old girls or, you know, other... I can only imagine that it's like when the Beatles were on the Ed Sullivan Show on crack.
Yes. Well, and BTS has been compared a number of times to Beatlemania, because their fan base is so large and extreme and very much into it. But yeah, this, I'm more shocked at anything beyond that. A, this is actually the first K-pop stadium thing, just because K-pop's become so big in the past like 5-10 years that I'm like, really? There wasn't already? Really? Like, I know there are some big names in K-pop and they've come to America and okay, huh? But then also because this concert's in New York, and granted, I'm from California, so my, you know, geography of the East Coast is somewhat limited, but they also have a concert, you know, shortly before this in Newark, New Jersey. And I'm like, wouldn't there be a lot of crossover of people who would want to go to one, wanting to go to the other? And so
it's probably less expensive in Newark.
Yes. Although again, the fan base is, and this is just part of the fandom, I would not be surprised if a good portion of people go to both. If they actually live over there, because that's a huge part of K-pop, is buying multiple albums and going to see them multiple times. That might be a part of regular, you know, non-K-pop musicdom too, but I've never been to a concert, so I have no idea.
Musicdom, is that a word?
Well, K-pop fandom, so...
fandom I've heard, but musicdom, I like that. Yeah, I like it.
I've never been to a concert. I don't know any of this concert-y stuff. It's a whole nother world that's not in my little K-pop bubble, so I don't understand it.
Oh,
it's the world
Stacey.
Of I'm gonna go with boringness and not as great choreographed dances.
Okay.
Which is sad. Really, the dances for this, it's like every song that they promote has a dance, and I'm like, why don't we do that? what the heck? Like, here it's a big deal if someone's a good dancer. And I'm like, I'm so used to K-pop now. I'm like, really? shouldn't like every act have a, what are we doing? I don't understand. But yeah, so this is a big thing. People were freaking out because, like Beyonce, I feel like if anything happens with BTS, people will freak out about it. They recently met, not re-met, reunited, I don't know, saw an old friend in the artist Halsey, who's evidently known them for a few years, and congratulated them on, I don't know if their New York show had been announced at that point, but congratulated them on performing at the Staples Center in LA. Mm-hmm. This is, I guess, technically a world tour, but in the same way that I'm not quite sure what defines world with, like, the world wars, is there a, like, limit of so many countries before
you can actually call claim it
world?
To be
if you're, like, only more than, on two I mean, continents, yeah, is it world?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just if it's multiple continents.
Like, if I performed in the Americas, both North and South, is that a world tour, even though I'm literally only on...
In one hemisphere?
Right.
Yeah, it's a hemisphere tour.
Yeah. So, like, I think they're technically only in the Northern Hemisphere, but this tour starts in Korea and then comes to America, and then they also have shows in Amsterdam, Berlin, and Paris. So, world-ish? Sure.
Well, they're leaving their continent and going to two others. Does that count?
I mean, technically, that's kind of like, you know...
I don't know.
The world wars were also mostly Northern Hemisphere. I don't know. Geography. It's just... And also definitions. All things I do not understand.
Aww.
What I didn't understand is I did this to talk about this mostly so I would not explode, but also to kind of, you know, get my fix. That sounds bad. Before their album comes out, so then I won't drive you all crazy talking about their album also when it comes out, even though it's
she
already...
still will.
I will try not to. I will try not to. This is not the music podcast, so I will try not to, but it has already, even though it's not come out yet, broken, you know, a number of records for sales and gone gold in places, and I think platinum and other places. I don't understand that either. What makes something gold versus platinum? And since, you know, what made something gold in the 60s versus now is not a, like, inflation. How does that work? All the things I don't understand would take way longer than this podcast has to go into.
I was just going to say, maybe we should start a new podcast called What Stacey Doesn't Understand.
Oh, I feel bad. I feel bad about myself now.
Oh, I didn't mean to make you feel bad.
So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll have a more cheerful story about a very kick-butt woman. So stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. A story trended quite a bit on Twitter when a photographer photographed a soccer game, which just right away doesn't sound...
Yeah, that sounds like the... Okay, that's the most boring headline
ever. Bravo.
Yeah.
But what it turned out is because this is a female photographer in Iran, and this was a male soccer game, and she ended up having to photograph the game from the roof of a nearby building.
Because she's not allowed to go, I bet.
Correct.
Yeah.
So in Iran, I saw this two places, so I'm not sure if it works both ways or if it's just specifically female-based or if it's just mostly female-based because there aren't a lot of female soccer games. I saw in places they said that people of the opposite gender are not allowed to attend a sporting game of the other sex. So men can't go to women and women can't go to men. But this seems to come up much more for women not being able to go to men, because I'm not even sure if Iran has like a professional female soccer team.
I'm not sure, but
I imagine they must have something, because this is a professional photographer. She's not a freelance. She does actually work for a publication. And if she's only allowed to go to female games, she must have photographed a female game to have a job, would be my guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
But this has come up before, because women have actually dressed up as men in Iran to go to male soccer games. To the point, I cannot remember if this was in Iran or a different country, but there is a film about this that got a lot of critical buzz about a woman dressing up as a guy to go to a soccer game and something happens on a bus. I haven't seen it, but it did get a lot of critical buzz, so it was on my radar for a while. But this is a professional photographer, and I love the like stock footage, stock archive shot they use for her. They have shots of her on the roof, which is why I think this became such a big story. If people had just talked about it but didn't have, you know, the photo proof, it might not have been a big thing, because we're in that whole, you know, photos or it didn't happen sort of era.
Right.
Huzzah. But there's, they counterpoint that with what looks to be a photo of her inside some stadium, because you can see seats behind her, although she does seem to be wearing this similar top and her headdress seems to be on in a similar way. So it seems maybe it's on the same night, or that's her professional I'm going out to shoot photos like a badass outfit. One of the two. But she has such a like, I will get this shot no matter what, steely gaze in that photo, that because that photo was circulating with it, I think that's why a lot of people were like, yes, that woman is doing anything to get her job done. Goes to the roof of a nearby building, like, you're not gonna let me in the stadium, I'm gonna get those shots. Whatever. I was just like, yes, good for you.
And way to think outside the stadium,
right? Way to be ingenious. Like, because I don't know that that would have occurred to me. And this building is evidently a bit far away, because I have no idea how big just any soccer stadium is ever. I know soccer. The thing's over, right? We're still talking about soccer? Cannot escape it.
Well, no, soccer's not over. It's just the World Cup's over. Soccer's still going on.
Soccer's not over?
I don't think soccer's ever over. I'm not sure there's an actual soccer season. There probably is. But right. there's other soccer stuff going on. I'm just going to say stuff.
See, now I have that School's Out for Summer, School's Out Forever song in my head, but replaced with soccer. I apologize. But anyways.
And now it's stuck in your head too.
Right. So there are shots of her wherever this building was that she managed to get up on. There are other guys there with her, and I'm not sure if those are the people who like own the building of the roof she's on, or if those are people there to like protect her. Because this is, you know, sort of flouting the rules without breaking them. They're like, you're not allowed in because this is a men's soccer game. And she's like, well, I need to get these shots. So going to go up into the roof here like a professional photographer and take those shots, even though you totally just told me I basically couldn't. Not sure if, you know, she was in any sort of danger other than you're on the roof of a building. What are you doing?
Yeah.
But she was only able to actually shoot about the first half because the building is so far away.
Did it get too dark?
I'm not sure if it's because it got too dark or if it was just like, I'm not getting too many good shots because we're so far away.
Right.
Or in the couple of times I've tried to watch soccer, those seem like really long halves and nobody scores ever. So I'm not quite sure why it was only the one half. It was mentioned that it had something to do with the building being as far away from the stadium as it was, but it wasn't clear if that was because lighting or the shots just themselves couldn't be good. Because she does have one of those, you know, giant magnifying photo lenses,
right,
that you have to have that stick to hold, or otherwise your arm would, you know, break off in 5 minutes.
Yes.
So I would think you could, you know, in the same way, like shoot from a different country with those camera lenses, but I also don't do photography, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know how, when you've got that much magnification, that's not what the right word, but when
sounds good enough.
When you've got a lens that big, sometimes the picture quality isn't as that, good, because you know you have to zoom in so far.
Yeah, and especially when you think of like the few shots my non-sporting self has seen of soccer, you know, you really like those like action ones where it looks like the person's almost floating because you catch them right as they're in the
right
movement of a what a kick over the head that clearly don't know sports. Obviously, I apologize.
You played soccer.
And I didn't get to the level where I could kick anything over my head. So I don't know what it's called. But so it's possible that it was just like you could only get the wide shots, which don't tell you too much and don't have really any of those amazing, you know, caught exactly in the moment sort of things. It's just sort of like, okay, now the ball's over here. And now this team seems like they're about to score. And look at the newspaper to see who actually won the game. That sort of thing. But so anyways, this woman did get applauded for being very ingenious and for, you know, being able to work around the system that's limiting her ability to do her job. Her name is, also probably going to mispronounce this, Parisa Portaherian. Portaherian.
That seems phonetic enough.
Definitely phonetic. Not sure correct, but I did try. But yeah, definitely got a lot of hand claps on Twitter, whatever that would be, the Twitter equivalent of like the slow clap that leads to a actual applause. People were definitely down for her, you know.
The Twitter equivalent of a slow clap could just be a gif of, right? A slow clap.
Or the emoji of the hand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you tell my ability? Where's my cane? Get off my lawn!
Wow, I think Stacey's even older than I am today.
And on that note, we're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.